Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two twag indigenous guys. Chumukimanish nindao, dashneo, abajatun, anishnabe, moen, and also gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. Hey, bonjour, bonjour. I hope everybody's doing well, and I hope that you feel good about where you stand with VII verbs at this point. You know basically everything. Miigwetchigo, thanks for coming along this far. We've got one last kind of challenging hurdle, but this is another one of these things that is consistent throughout all of the verb groups, just like our B-form introducers. Those are the same across all the verb groups that we talked about last week. Now we're going to talk about how to do kind of who, what, where, when, why questions. So in order to do that, we're going to have to learn a new concept called initial vowel change, which sounds way more way more challenging than it is. But it can be a little intimidating, but it's another one of these things that like really is worth your effort to learn it. I think that's one of the kind things about Ojibwe Moen is that the really challenging things are at least consistent. You know, they are useful skills to show up over and over again across all the different verb groups. But I think just for kind of our quick, this is going to be a long episode. This is going to be a very long episode looking at kind of how much Oshkebewis there is to read here. So, I don't know. I guess I'm not going to do the short introduction thing here that I do sometimes. We're just going to jump straight into reading Oshkebewis. Initial vowel change. In Ojibwe, a process called initial vowel change is used to form participles, which changes a verb into a noun, and ask many types of questions. Yes-no questions require the use of ina or na, but questions about when, why, how, and most questions about where all require initial vowel change, not ina or na. Here is a chart of initial vowel change, followed by explanations of how to use it. A changes to E. AA changes to AYAA. E changes to A-Y-E. I changes to E. I-I changes to A-A. O changes to W-E. O-O changes to W-A-A. Again with sounds. Ah changes to A. Ah changes to A-Ya. A changes to A-Ye. I changes to A. E changes to A. O changes to we. O changes to wa. Exceptions. This chart details initial vowel change in all cases with two exceptions. The first exception is initial change on the directional preverb bi, which changes to ba instead of following the chart above. The second exception to this rule is the verbs beginning with da or da that describe location or have to do with numbers, such as da, V-A-I, he or she dwells somewhere, or dashiwag, or dashi, V-A-I, to be a certain number. Instead of changing the initial vowel on those verbs, n, E-N, dash, is added to the front of them. For example, danaki becomes en danakid, forming single participles. A participle is a verb made into a noun. To change a VII into a noun, make the B-form conjugation to the end of the verb stem and make initial vowel change on the first or initial vowel. Bimise magad. Bimise magad. It flies. Bimise magak. Initial change. Bimise magak. Bimise magak. Bimise magak. Bimise magak. Example. Bimise magak. Noun. Inanimate. It's a participle. Literally means that which flies or an airplane. Bimise magak. Bimise magad. It flies. Bimise magad. It flies. Bimise magak. When it flies. Bimise magak, that which flies. Mikawadad. It is beautiful. Mikawadad. It is beautiful. Mikawaduk. When it is beautiful. Mikawaduk. When it is beautiful. Makawaduk. That which is beautiful. Makawaduk. Makwaduk. Makawaduk. Beautiful thing. That which is beautiful. Pluralizing participles. Form the participle with the rules above and add in. That is I-N. Add I-N. Example. Babakanatagwad. It sounds different. Babakanatagwad. It sounds different. Babakanatagwak. When it sounds different. The initial vowel change. Be bakanatagwan. Be bakanatagwakin. Beba kanatagwakin. Example. Beba kanatagwakin. Different sounding things, literally. Those things which sound different. Another example. Ozawash kwabamanagwat. Ozawash kwabamanagwat. It looks blue. Ozawash kwabamanagwat. That B form ending. Get rid of the D, change it to a K. Ozawash kwabamanagwat. Ozawashquabamanagwak. Then we do our initial vowel change. Wezawashquabamanagwakin. Add that I-N as well. Wezawashquabamanagwakin. Example. Wezawashquabamanagwakin. Blue things. Literally those things which are blue. Wezawashquabamanagwakin. From Ozawashquabamanagwat. It is blue. And then the things that are blue, Wezawashquabamanagwakin. Alright, just taking a little break here to check in. Those examples are tricky for me to pronounce, and the details I'm worried are too confusing and probably should have ended the episode here, but we're going to push through. But this participle making thing, this may sound really complicated, but it is one of the more useful things in Ojibwe. Like, sort of like Mugud has these superpowers where it can turn a verb into an inanimate verb. Initial vowel change, the C form conjugation, is a superpower. You can turn verbs into nouns, and it works the same across all of the verb groups. It's just your B form ending, and then its initial vowel change. Now you've taken a verb and made a noun out of it. Which is great for all sorts of things, but especially think of the possibilities for insults, right? Nicknames? Oh, wow. Anyway, so the way that this happens always, it's just your B form ending and then initial vowel change. That, I think, is simple enough, right? It's a great example, this first one. Bimise magud, it flies. Bimise maguk, when it flies. Bimise maguk. Now we've invented the word for airplane, right? Bimise maguk, that which flies. So you can do that. That's good. Some of these examples get a little bit big and long. And then the I-N part for pluralization, I was worried that I had gunked up the works there. I kind of wish that there was a easier word for examples here. So I guess let's do airplanes, right? So bimise magud. So in order to say airplanes rather than just airplane, it's still just bimise maguk, then in. Bimise magukin. Bemise magukin. Those airplanes. Airplanes. Bemise magukin. So it's just that I-N tacked onto the end of the B-form conjugation makes it into plural. Okay? We're still good? So that's making participles. That's all we're doing. It's a B-form conjugation, and then we're adding that initial vowel change. It does really cool things. When we move forward with the questions, we're still going to use the same trick of doing initial vowel change. Anyway, let's get back to Ushka Babies. Asking questions with initial vowel change. For most questions that cannot be answered with a yes or no, use the following format. A question word such as anindi, inanimate interrogative, where is it, is used. Then the verb stem is conjugated in the B form and initial vowel change is added to the verb stem. Ayamagud, it is somewhere. Anindi ayamaguk. Anindi ayamaguk. Anindi ayamaguk. Where is it? Anindi ayamaguk. Ayamagud. It is somewhere. Ayamaguk. When it is somewhere. Aninde Ayamaguk, where is it? Ondin, the wind comes from a certain place. Ondin. Anindi Wending. Ondin, the wind comes from a certain place. Oding, when the wind comes from a certain place. Initial vowel change, Wending. Anindi Wending. Example, Anindi Wending Nongum. Anindi Wending Nongum. Where is the wind coming from today? Anindi Wending Nongum. Other common question words that follow this format include awegonen, which is an inanimate interrogative, what is it, and anin, inanimate interrogative, what or how. Often these words are contracted with the particle dush, meaning and or but. For example, anin dush becomes anish, awegonen dush becomes awegonesh. Also keep in mind that initial vowel change must occur on the initial vowel. If a tense or other pre-verb is added to the front of a verb, that tense becomes part of the verb, and initial vowel change must occur in the tense instead of the verb stem. Example, enakamigad. It happens in a certain way. Enakamigad. Anin, we, enakamigak. So, in order to do that, initial vowel change happens on the we, so it becomes anin wa enakamigak. We turns to wa, because that's the initial vowel. Anin wa enakamigak. Anin wa enakamigak wabang. What is going to happen tomorrow? Anin wa enakamigak wabang. What is going to happen tomorrow? Ijiwebad. The weather is in a certain condition, or it happens a certain way. Ijiwebad. Anin ki ijiwebak. Anin ga ijiwebak. Anin gi turns into ga because of initial vowel change. Anin ga ijiwebak. Example, anin ga ijiwebak o ma bijinago. What was the weather like here yesterday? Anin ga ijiwebak o ma bijinago. What was the weather like here yesterday? Okay, that was a lot. That was a lot to throw at you. Well, what do you think? This is where it gets hard, maybe, but also where it gets real good and useful stuff, you know? Being able to ask who, what, where, when, why questions. We didn't actually do when, huh? We did anin and awegonen and anindi. And that's about it. I wonder why we didn't do when. I guess I'll just tell you what that is. So that's anishapi. Anishapi is how I often hear it, or aninapi. I don't know if this is accurate, but I kind of have it in my head that you can sort of ask anin for any of these questions, and you don't need to necessarily differentiate between them, but I often, in my head, anin covers a lot of things. Awegonen, I think of that as being like, what is it? Like, what is an object? Anindi, where is it? And then anina p is when. And that a p often has something to do with time. Like, people just throw it in there as a time thing. So anina p or anisha p. It's just that anin plus the a p thing. But yeah, every time you use those questions, again, those questions are sort of standalone, right? So awegonen, what is it? Anin. Anin is also hi. But, you know, what is it? What's up? Anindi, where is it? You don't have to get as specific as you can in Ojibwe, where you can really spell out what it is exactly you're asking. But it's good to remember. Okay, let's look at the new words. So our new words this week, bimisemagud, it flies. Probably one of the more useful ways to remember airplane to me is this word helped me understand what A form or what C form really does, like what this participle making is capable of doing, you know. Bimisemagak, bimisemagak, that initial vowel change and that B form conjugation, and whammo, you've taken a thing that can fly into, or it flies to a thing that can fly, a thing that flies. Bemisemaguk. It's really helpful. From mikoadad to makoadak. A beautiful thing. Mikawadad, it is beautiful. Makawaduk, a beautiful thing. Another word, this one was tough. Babakanatagwat. Babakanatagwat. It sounds different. Babakanatagwat. This one was real hard. It looks blue. Ozawashkwabamanagwat. Ozawashkwabamanagwat. It's not so hard if you don't have to do all the conjugations on it. Ozawashkwabamanagwat. You know, it's a good example here. A lot of times the conjugations feel tricky or the words feel tricky with the conjugations, but like that goes away once you've got both in pocket. Like if you've done the conjugation a bunch, it's easy to plug it onto things. If you've said the word a bunch, it only gets easier the more ways you conjugate it and practice it. So ozawashkwabamanagwat. Already that's not terribly difficult for me to say, but I had to record it like 3 or 4 times when I was reading through it. Ayamagad, it is somewhere. Man, what a useful word. Ayamagad. It also feels so fatalistic, you know. Ayamagad. You know, it is. It's someplace. Ayamagad. Onden, wind comes from a certain place. This is one of these great examples. Whenever somebody is teasing you about Minibashkimanasaginibitsujiginibikwejigan, you just point out, like, there's a word like onden. The wind comes from a certain place. How many words do you have to use to say that in English? Onden. Wind comes from a certain place. Yeah, blueberry pie might be long, but like, there's good Ojibwe words that are nice and short and to the point. Anyway, anakamegad. And blueberry pie, anyway, it's like a... Have I gone on this rant already? It's like a recipe, right? Like, if you've never had blueberry pie before, if you heard the word, like, you know how to make it. It's a blueberry, sweet, syrupy liquid between a couple layers of dough, right? Like, it's a good word. I mean, yeah. Anyway. Anakamegad. Another really stellar word. It's not in the examples here, but anin anakamegak is like, I don't know if y'all have heard that before, but it's sort of the other what's up. You know, you say anin, anin ejeyayan, how are you? Or anin anakamegak, what's happening? Is a real common greeting. Anin enakamigak. Enakamigad, it happens in a certain way. Enakamigak, when it happens in a certain way. Anin enakamigak, what's happening? And finally, Ijiwebud. Have we really not had Ijiwebud yet in this whole thing? I'm shocked. Ijiwebud, another good one. The weather is a certain condition, or it happens a certain way. But really, it's a good weather word, Ijiwebud. The weather's a certain way. Anin ejiwebuk. What's the weather? What is weather? What's the weather doing? Anin ejiwebuk. Okay, so participle formation to me is one of the coolest things about Ojibwe. All it is B form plus that initial vowel change. The trick, though, to remember from the from our reading up there is that it's gotta be the first vowel. Not necessarily the first vowel in that word, but the first vowel, if there's a preverb, it's got to affect that. And this is the other trick that I have I have done when I couldn't remember. It's hard to like keep track of what all the vowel changes are sometimes. But if you once you get a couple of them stuck in your head, then they're just always there. And the ones that you get stuck in your head, if you get them stuck in your head now, you always have them. And those are the conjugation or the vowel change from I to AA, because if you put a future tense or a past tense marker on there, then you're just always going to be using those tense markers. And a lot of times, not necessarily always, but a lot of place names have gone through this process, right? So if you name a lake for a place where something happened to someone, like somebody fell in there, well, gi, you'd have gi there, right? That past tense marker, because you're talking about an event that happened in the past. So you're talking about an event that happened in the past, and then you want to make it into the place where that thing happened. You can put a locative on there, but also you wind up churning that verb or that memory into a noun, and what happens there is gi turns into ga. And if you spend any time in Ojibwe country, you will know how many place names start with ga. And that is one of the reasons why, if not the only, the main reason why a lot of Ojibwe place names start with ga is because those are place names named about an event or a thing that happens there in the past. Either a single event or a thing that happens repeatedly. And in this participle formation process, that gi turns into ga. Okay, I think that is about enough. And maybe I'll say those initial vowel change switches one more time just for ease, if that's the case here. So A, the letter A or A, turns into A, A, the letter E. A, A turns to A or A turns to E. I'm not sure that that is helping. Double A, A, A turns to A, Y, A, A. So double A turns to A, Y, A, A. So A turns into a ya. A to a ya. A, a ya. E turns to a ye. E, A, Y, E is what that turns into. So A, a ye. A, a ye. A, a ye. I turns into an E. So E turns to A. I, A. E turns to A. So double I, E turns to A, double A. O turns to W, E. O to we. O to we. That one sticks out. And you hear that a lot with onji, right? Anin wenji. Anin wenji. If you want to ask why somebody did something, it's anin and then onji. Anin wenji. Anin wenji. Is it chicken? Why did you do that? Anin wenji. Is it chicken? Anin wenji. Is it chicken? Okay, and then double O or U or O turns to wa. Wa. U. Wa. O. Wa. Okay, hopefully that helps. This is tricky. I would look at that chart. I would copy that chart into your... there's a handy little table. I don't think I can copy it into the show notes using Podomatic like we're using here. But I think probably, especially these last couple episodes, I hope you've been reading along in Oshkabeya's Native Journal. Remember, there's a link in the show notes. Maybe if you're just like listening in the car or whatever, you don't need it. But it's this stuff is... It's important when you're trying to learn any language, but Ojibwe specifically, to take some time and it's awkward to say this about like an oral tradition, but take some time and write it out. Write some notes, look at some things. Learning this language, like try to engage with it as many ways as possible. I've kind of hoped that this podcast would be one of many ways, or maybe this is the first step you're taking on your language journey, in which case I'm honored that you found this and this is what you're using. But try to use as many different tools to learn the language and as many different skills as you have. So, you know, write them out. For me, it was just repeatedly writing out all these conjugations. Maybe you're an artist. I think it'd be a cool thing to kind of maybe do little sketches and paint, make beautiful art while listening to this podcast or thinking about these words, saying them out loud, write poetry with them, whatever it takes to do it. I know one of my colleagues at Bemidji when I was taking classes wrote a couple songs. She was like a pop singer, or not a pop singer, she would hate if I said that, but she was a singer, folk singer, and she just had Ojibwe songs in order to keep it, and it wasn't anything crazy complicated, you know, but it still sounded pretty as a song. I wanna be sa gay me one da get you se when a gay abi bamino gija got wabang. Yeah, it was good stuff. Practice these conjugations any way you can. Practice this language any way you can. Find other resources. I'm really appreciative for everybody that's listening. Tell your Ojibwe language buddies that are learning and just starting that this might be helpful for them. But anyway, there's a chart. This all started by talking about this table in Oshkabeya's Native Journal. Find that table. Copy it to your things. I'll have a link next week for sure. Is going to be the wrap-up of VIIs, and then we're going to take a little bit of a break. But next week, for sure, I'll put some kind of a PDF link or something of all of the useful things that I've covered. That's the plan, anyway. So, megochiko bizendal yeg, and we'll check with you next week. Oh, but don't worry, I didn't forget, it's quiz time. All right, so next week we're going to wrap up VIIs, and like I said, we'll take a little bit of a break then, but next week that means we'll bring back the conversation stuff where we challenge each other to conversation. So anyway, but that is next week. This week we are going to talk about a quiz. So ani nekedong jagana shimo win, ani nekedong jagana shimo win, anin enakamegak. Inukamiguk. Anin Inukamiguk. We were just talking about this. You're probably kicking yourself if you're not remembering it, or you're kicking yourself because this is so easy. Anin Inukamiguk. Anin Ikudong Jaganashimuin. Anin Inukamiguk. Anin Inukamiguk. Anin Ikudong Jaganashimuin. Anin Inukamiguk. Anin Inukamiguk. All right, how do you say that? How do you say that in English? Anin Inukamiguk. That's right. Inukamigud is the word. Inukamiguk is the B form. Inukamiguk is the initial vowel change, right? So Anin Inukamiguk, what's happening? What is happening? You might have noticed that Anin Ikedong Shogunashimo and Anin Ikedong, right? That's our question. So Ikedo is our verb for he or she is speaking, Ikedo. And so in order to ask that question, right, we got to do our B form ending and we've got to do that initial vowel change. So rather than Ikedo, it's Ikedo. And then the Ikedong, I don't know why there's that N there. It's just sort of how it's said. It should just be, if we're following the rules specifically, it should be, to my understanding, Ikedod. But everyone just says Ikedong. There might be a different verb thing going on there. But still, it's that initial vowel change. Ikedo turns into Ikedo. Anyway, so Anin Ikedong Ojibwe Moin. Anin Ikedong Ojibwe Moin. How do you say this in Ojibwe? Was it windy yesterday? Was it windy yesterday? Anin Ikedong Ojibwe Moin. Was it windy yesterday? Was it windy yesterday? Kind of a throwback quiz question here. Was it windy yesterday? Anin Ikedong, was it windy yesterday? I guess this might be a trick question. This might seem like a trick question, but I didn't mean it to be. Anin Ikedong, was it windy yesterday? So is this a who, what, where, when, why question? Or is this a yes or no question? Was it windy yesterday? So remember, yes or no questions are handled differently than the who, what, where, when, why questions. So, Anin Ikedong, was it windy yesterday? That's right. So, windy, our word, is Noden, right? You were right, Noden. So, then we need a tense marker, right? So, what's our tense for it? For it was it windy yesterday? That's correct. We start with a gi, gi Noden, gi Noden. And then, how do we make it a yes or no question? You are absolutely right. Inna. Gino din inna. And then yesterday is bijinago. Gino din inna, bijinago. Was it windy yesterday? Gino din inna, bijinago. Onejishin. All right. Aninekudong jaganashimoin. So that was it windy yesterday? Gino din inna, bijinago. Okay. Aninekudong jaganashimoin. Anindi ga zogi pong. 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 So what's going on there? Anindi ga zogi pong. Maybe you're thinking, I don't recognize any of those things. Anindi ga zogipong. All right, so Anindi, what is Anindi again? So where is it? That stands alone, right? Where? So ga zogipong. So remember way back when I said, when you do we or gi, you've got to harden up the consonant. If you're thinking zogipong is what that should be, why is it zogipong? It's because the gi, even in its changed form, so it's changed from initial vowel change because of that anindi. It goes from gi to ga, but we still harden up that z in zogipong. It still gets hardened up to an s. So anindi ga zogipong. And then we add that g for our b form ending. So anindi ga zogipong, shoganashimoin, that means where did it snow? Where did it snow? Maybe you got that a long time ago. Sorry for the long lead up there. Anindi ga zogipong. Where did it snow? Okay. Anin Ikedong Ojibwe Moin. do another English one. Another English one. It is a difficult thing. It is a difficult thing. It is a thing which is difficult. How would you say that in Ojibwemowin? So the noun version. How would you say a difficult object? Is it a difficult thing? It is a difficult thing. Ojibwemowin aninikadong, it is a difficult thing. It is hard, it is difficult. Aninekedong, it is a difficult object. It's a difficult thing. Alright, so what's our word for difficult? What are we going to do to this to make it into a noun from the verb? We're going to do B form, we're going to do initial vowel change. So our word for difficult, zanagad, geyegetdogo, zanagad. And then we're going to do B form ending, which changes that D to a K, right? Zanaguk. And then zanaguk. Zanaguk, a difficult object. Zanaguk. It is a difficult object, Ojibwemowin. Okay, it is a difficult object. Zanaguk. Again, way faster in Ojibwe. Okay, aninikadong jaganashimowin. Aninikadong jaganashimowin. Apegish awanzinok. Apegish awanzinok. Aninikadong jaganashimowin. Apegish. A wanzenok. A pegish a wanzenok. Joganashimoen aninikudung. A pegish a wanzenok. Joganashimoen. So, what's that a pegish mean again? A little callback from last week. A pegish. A pegish a wanzenok. That's right. A pegish is hopefully, or I hope. A one is our fog. So, a wanzenok. That's our negation there. A pegish a wanzenok. Hopefully it isn't foggy. Hopefully it isn't foggy. A pegish a wanzenok. Good job. Okay. A pegish a wanzenok. Hopefully it isn't foggy. Okay. Ani nekedong ojibwemowin. One final one. Let's see here. Ani nekedong ojibwemowin. When will it rain? When will it rain? When will it rain? Anin ekedong ojibwemowin. When will it rain? When will it rain? This can seem a little tricky because when we do B-form conjugations, we kind of think of it as when, as, or if, but I'm asking the question, when will it rain? When will it rain? So that's our question word. We do all of our B-form. Sorry, just punched the microphone for no reason. It was not harming me at all. Just got in the way from me reaching the keyboard. When will it rain? When will it rain? So our question word, right, is aninapi or anishapi. I always say anishapi. You can say aninapi, but I always say anishapi. Anishapi, give me, sorry, anishapi. Oh, I'm cheating here. I'm supposed to be asking you how to say these things. Sorry, I'm writing it in the wrong place here. When will it rain? I fill out the show notes during the quizzes. I tell you, that has been a load off my mind these last couple recording sessions. Anish api, right? So that's our word for when is it? Anish api, when will it rain? So, anin api, will it rain? Will it rain? I think that's future tense, isn't it? So our word is gimewan, right? Gimewan is to rain. And then we need to do the B form ending. So gimewang. And then we got to do initial vowel change. So anishapi gimewang. Anishapi gimewang. When will it rain? Wow, that was harder than it needed to be because I got distracted. Anishapi gimewang. Anishapi Gamewang, when will it rain? Okay. Well, that is that. Miigwetchago, we're just plugging right along. Next week, we're going to finish up, do a little refresher on that initial consonant change stuff, and conclude the Oshkabewis Native Journal reading of verbs that are inanimate and intransitive. We'll have covered all of the conjugations in this form. This is by far the simplest verb form. They get quite a bit longer from this one, but it also, your ability to use the language gets quite a bit better. So miigwetchigul for listening through all this this point, and we'll see you next week to wrap up this verb group. Wah.